All right, welcome back. We will now convene our annual business meeting. But maybe to start off, we'll start with a door prize. Yeah.
Door prize. All righty.
Oh, okay, am I on? Can you hear me? Perfect. So I have from the King County chapter, I have $20, and that is going to, it is going to Haley Edick.
Oh. See here.
He'll bring it back.
That's right. That was true.
No, Haley. I think Haley Edick All right. is here.
We're going.
Is Haley?
Haley got it.
Yeah, she got it.
Okay.
One more?
One more.
Okay. So this door prize is from United Blind of Tri-Cities. It is $20. And it is going to Mike Majors. I know him.
All right, thank you. One of the more solemn moments of our business meeting and annual convention is remembering those that have preceded us in death. And I would like to take this moment to mention the people that have passed since our last convention. And then we will take a brief moment of silence in their remembrance. We have Bill Van Winkle of United Blind of Tri-Cities, Eric Hunter of the Peninsula Council of the Blind, Janine Prindle from Guide Dog Users of Washington State, Chris Gene White of the United Blind of Whatcom County, and Jan Ames, retired librarian of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. If you would please join me in a moment of silence. Thank you. I may mix up the agenda a little bit here today, and I want to try to get some of the business done right away. And one of the first things that I'd like to take care of is our 2018 budget. And I'm going to read it to you, for the most part, section by section, unless somebody objects and wants a line item by line item reading. Boy, that's kind of, that was a resounding. No. I think we've heard enough from you, Steve. Move on. Okay. So, for 2018, our proposed budget, fundraising, we have $42,600. Other program income is, I got to make sure I get the right line, $9,120 for total undesignated receipts of $51,720. Scholarship donations, $200. State convention, $15,250. Total designated receipts, $15,450. For a total income of $67,170. Expenses. ACB, total ACB convention, $2,875. No, I got to change that because we had an addition. Be $6,875. In my haste, I left home with, well, I brought everything except the budget. But I found it in my phone and had the hotel staff print it off. But for some reason, it's printed in two different font sizes, one big and one very little. And very little and I don't get along very well. The winter board meeting, well, we got the convention, the winter board meeting. I like all large print. Wonderful.
It's just the first column.
Just the first. Okay. Thank you, Lisa. All right, we got the convention. The winter board meeting, flipping pages here, is $6,750. Spring board meeting, $8,450. Summer board meeting, zero. Okay, what this budget proposes is that there will not be a face-to-face summer board meeting. So total WCB board meetings and trainings is $15,200. Total internal committees and programs, $6,300. Total operations, $27,690. For total internal expenses of $52,065. Total ACB activities, $3,850. Total state convention expense, $33,650. Membership expenses, $2,700. We're missing a... Oh, I see. So it should actually be total external expenses, $48,650 for a total external expense of $90,150, which brings total expenses to $138,215, which leaves us with a deficit, I believe, of $75,045. Now, some of that is made up through scholarships and other things, but compared to last year, this budget is about $19,000 less than the 20 than this year's 2017 budgets. So the committee has worked very, very hard to try to reduce expenses and to try to make it fair across the board as to where cuts needed to be made. Now, if there's any questions, I would be, actually, I would need a motion to adopt the budget prior to any discussion. It's been moved and seconded to adopt the proposed 2018 budget. Questions? We'll need mics, please.
Hello, this is Rex Ransom from the highest hill in El Segundo. I did not hear WCB's gambling income, and I did not hear it in the budget either. And you know, we've went through that earlier, that can't be combined. It has to be separated. So I...
We have no gambling income. Zero. I wished we did. I'd be happy to list it. I'd be happy to list it.
This is Reginald George.
Cindy,
and I just have concerns that this budget has not been available in an accessible format for all of us to look at for a period of time the way that we do the constitutional amendments. There's a lot of stuff in here. It kind of reminds me of one of these congressional omnibus bills where they, you know, throw an F-16 in there and a, you know. And I would like to know what programs are being cut, what changes are being made that might affect our core values as an organization.
The most significant cuts are, or changes are, one, we've added some money for a consultant to come to our winter board meeting to work with the board to determine where we're going to go in the future. Some discussion has been raised about having a strategic plan, but it's difficult to have a strategic plan if you don't know where you're going in the first place. So there's some money in there to help the board do that. There's certainly the elimination of the summer board meeting, which saves a significant amount of money. We are postponing next year's leadership seminar. The committee, and with the support of the leadership committee, is supporting a year off, and to use that year to take a serious look at the seminar and what direction it needs to go and how we can recruit or entice or encourage more members to apply. This was a very low year in attendance, and we need to take a year to look at that. We have the committee had removed some money for the ACB convention stipends. That has been replaced, and it is back in there in the amount of $4,000. Some of the, or most of the committee's budgets have been reduced in half. In part because they have never spent that money. And if an emergency or a special need arises, they can always come to the board and ask for that money. Can anybody from the committee recall any other things that I'm missing? We still have grants. We have $10,000 in there for grants. The president's discretionary has been cut in half. It does take away the bus for Vancouver for convention. And the thought process there is it's not fair to offer Seattle a bus to Vancouver and not Spokane or Walla Walla a bus to Vancouver. And so to even the playing field, and we didn't fill this bus down here, and we're still subsidizing that bus. So we're offering a subsidy to part of our membership, but not our entire membership. So the best approach was to just eliminate the bus altogether and be fair to everyone across the board.
This is Sue.
Sue?
I am still very troubled. I would like you to tell me again, Steve, I got a little lost, our income and our expenses, if you don't mind, then I'll make my comment. I think the income was somewhere 60-some thousand, is that...
67,000. I don't have the dollars and cents.
Okay,
67,000 opposed to.
And the outgo is 138. Am I right?
Let me to get the right page. The outgo was yes, 130.
Okay, that's about a $70,000 difference.
Correct.
Now, I don't know what kind of households you people live in, but if I kept spending more than I'm taking in, something's got to give. And I'm really troubled. If you look at this budget, most of what we spend is on ourselves. And so I'm going to make a motion that we take away the national stipend. I know it's only $4,000, but I think we've got to make cuts somewhere. So I would like to make a motion that the stipend for national convention be eliminated from the budget.
Okay.
It's out of order, I think.
I don't think so.
Because there's a motion on the floor.
It's an amendment.
I'm an amending.
She's moving to amend the motion.
Yeah, I didn't use the right word. Sorry.
It's all right. I knew what you meant. All right. Cindy would like to speak against it. Well, would somebody like to speak in favor of it first? All right. Seeing none, Cindy?
Do I need to turn this mic? It's table mic.
Go ahead. Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. So originally when this was presented last night, there was no stipend. It was at zero. I made the motion to add it back in. The majority of the board agreed with me. What I want to say is that I think it would be very sad for us to remove the stipend when we say we want to make an even playing field. And the opportunity for people to go to national convention is a costly one. It's quite a commitment. And we certainly benefit, as well as ACB benefits, when we have good representation from our affiliate. And $200 is not a lot of money. But just upping the loan and expecting someone to have to pay back $1,000 or $100 a month who is living off of a fixed income, I think is asking a lot. And so I really encourage us to support our members to be able to attend national convention. And $200 at least would help pay half of a plane ticket. So I urge all of us to vote this amendment down.
And I want to speak against.
Ms. Cindy, does anyone want to speak in favor of?
Marlene, okay. In the back.
Okay, well, somebody's going to have to get a mic to her because I can't.
Where is she?
In the back.
Sorry, I couldn't get my voice to work.
That's
when
okay,
you're
understand.
Asking the first time. I really support this motion, not because I disagree with anything Cindy just said. I absolutely agree with what she said. However, we have to make some pretty tough choices right now, guys. And You know, I'm sitting here thinking, wait, one board meeting is $6,000 and the one after that's $8,000. And you know, we can't keep doing this. And it has nothing to do with not wanting to give everyone a stipend, but everything to do with the fact that we are the stewards of over $1 million to help blind people. And we've got to start honing it in a little bit, maybe, hopefully, not for too many more years. But if we don't tighten our belt now, how many more years will we have that option? So please, don't vote on this with your emotion. Vote on this as a steward of finances for helping future blind folks in Washington State. Thanks.
Okay. Reg wanted to speak against.
Before, and I would like to make sort of a point of order.
Okay, what's your point of order?
Wait a minute.
The mic rule applies to everybody.
Yeah, I was waiting for one. So this is Debbie, and I'm speaking as your treasurer for just a moment because I don't want to speak for or against the motion at this point. There are people to do that. What I want to say is that it is very true, regardless of how this motion goes down, it is very true that our expenses are still exceeding our income. Our income is really low if you look at our income, that is the income that we bring in ourselves, that is donations and fundraising. It's very low. And until we change that, that's the fact of it. I told you in our Treasury report on Thursday evening that because currently the stock market is doing well for us, I would like to finish my comment because it's important for the membership, particularly people who are not here for the board meeting, to hear this, that the organization has, when you look at its full income, which includes the revenue from its investments, we are ahead on income. So what the concern is that if our income should change again, which it's likely to do, that we could be in significant trouble. I just wanted to point out that Steve's budget that he presented, the organization's budget that Steve presented, is $20,000 ahead of last year. And so that means that the board has been working to tighten the belt, and we should look at ways to tighten the belt. But I'm not sure that the parameter for figuring that out, whether it's this motion or others, is precisely the fact that our budget right now is still higher than our income, because we will not be able to live on our actual income. So just so that you understand, the organization needs to think futuristically. Okay. Okay. But it's not just that.
Okay. We're speaking now only on the amendment as seconded by Sue. Reg, you wanted to speak against?
Point of information.
Okay. I'm confused. Steve said what our income was and our outgo.
Okay, wait a minute.
Okay,
I thought I was chairing this.
Okay.
I mean, I'll be happy to give it up if somebody would like to take it over.
I guess I feel like I'm getting strange information, but okay. I don't know.
I'm giving up my spot.
Okay. Is there someone who would like to speak against the motion made by Sue Emeter?
A point of order?
This is a point of order about what Deb said. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Deb, but those capital gains in the portfolio, those are unrealized unless we sell that asset. If the stock market goes in the toilet on Monday, we could lose, you know, 10% of the portfolio in a day, some of these swings that we've seen before in the past.
All right, let's not discuss what Debbie said. That's not relevant. What's on the floor right now is an amendment to the motion to adjust to remove the ACB travel stipend.
This is Dan. I just have a thought. It's a combination of growth as well as cutbacks. I think what.
And no, that's not relevant to this. The discussion is on the amendment. Okay, we need if in our bylaws it says we operate under Robert's Rules of Order, we need to operate under those rules. If we're not, then that's fine. It's free for all, and we'll do whatever we want and what suits our mood. So, is there anyone who wishes to speak against?
I do. It's Frank.
Go, okay, Frank. Sorry.
No, I think the organization is healthy enough that we can keep this. I think we ought to vote down Sue's amendment.
What?
I'm voting to vote down Sue's amendment because I think the organization is healthy enough to take it.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone who wishes to speak in favor of Linda Wickersham?
I agree with Sue. You know, our government right now is spending money they don't have, and I think we need not to spend money that we don't have. I'm concerned about... I agree with Sue. I think we need to vote this down. I mean, that's a lot of money, and if something would happen, we could be in trouble. I'm not saying it very well, and I'm sorry.
Okay, please keep in mind that if you vote down, the stipend stays. Okay, her motion is to remove the travel stipend.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think we should remove it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't say it right.
Okay. All right, I will take one more in opposition. Yeah.
I don't see one.
No one?
Can you just clarify it?
Okay, so for the purpose of the vote that we're about to take, if you vote yes, you are affirming the motion, which is to remove the $4,000 travel stipend. If you vote no, the stipend stays. All right, hopefully that's clear. All those in favor, say aye. Opposed, no.
No.
By voice vote, the motion is defeated. The travel stipend remains. Is there any other questions or discussion?
Reggie?
Rex?
Reggie?
Or Reggie, I mean, I'm sorry.
I do not know what the consequence would be of sending a budget back to the board, because I don't know that it's ever happened, but I really have a problem with this budget, so I'm speaking against adoption of it. Part of it is I don't like running at a deficit either, but I feel like the leadership, losing that leadership seminar, I mean, the committee's got a year to get its act together and decide what direction it wants to go, but we've sent a lot of people through leadership, and it's had a lot of ripple effects down through chapters, and this organization is not going to survive if it doesn't have new leaders and if things don't move up the chain. And I just feel that a lot of this information hasn't been disseminated properly to the entire membership ahead of time so that these issues could be thought about, and I just have a lot of concerns about that.
Well, my understanding is that our annual budget must be adopted by the membership, and the membership meets once a year.
Yeah, but it could have been available in writing for us to look at.
Okay, so would you like me to turn back the clock? Because that's the only option.
I have a point of order, or maybe point of information. I get them all confused.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Steve, would you mind just sharing with us what we spent this 2017's budget on the spring board meeting / leadership seminar, please?
One of the nice things that we have done, that Debbie and Kim have done this year, is that we have been able to now track exactly where money and how it is spent. The spring board meeting and leadership seminar, we spent, we spent $5,749.
Okay, now I'm confused because this is for 2017 or was this for last
for
year?
For 17.
Because in the budget for this year, it's $8,500 and we don't have the seminar. So I'm confused. Isn't that what you read? I was listening to the numbers and.
Yeah, you're right. And what happened is that the seminar did not get removed. Let me check.
So.
Yeah, it's a $4,000 savings by not having the leadership.
But so it is still in the budget currently?
Well, in the budget that Lisa handed me. Let me.
That's what we're voting on.
Hers, like mine at home, has all kinds of scratch marks in it. I apologize for this. Had I not left the other budget at home, we wouldn't be. I'm looking for.
Could we do a door prize while you're looking for that, Steve, so that people are...
Well,
I just think that we need...
$10,000. Okay.
Well, no, because I think this is serious.
Through June. And then
right.
That was the budget.
They're looking for the information.
Okay. We've got the numbers here. Just so you know, the budget for 2017 was $10,000. $950. That was this year's budget.
$10,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Through June, we spent $5,749. Okay. We would have to.
Year before.
Okay. So 18. This year's budget for the spring meeting is $4,050. We took out anything leadership.
So a total of $6,400.
Okay, so that's we removed $6,400.
But we didn't use that, though, right?
No, this is the budget. This is the budget. For next year, this is what we're proposing to spend next year. $4,000. Opposed to $10,000, which was budgeted the year before. All right. We spent $5,749. We're proposing for next year to spend $4,000.
Mr. President.
So what that says is our budget. We were way under budget in 2017, and we're proposing to go way under budget in what would have been 2018.
Mr. President.
Marlena.
Thank you. I'm a little confused. I understand that the number that you read for the spring board meeting, the first number we heard, which was 8-something, is not the correct number. But my question is the bottom line that you read us on the expenses, does that reflect that $4,000 was taken out of the expenses, or are we $4,000 better than what we read on that bottom line?
It'd be the last page.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So the total expenses in the budget is $133,915. Okay, and the income is And the income is 67, so it's still $70,000 deficit in round numbers.
Mr. President?
What is your point?
Steve, this is...
We need a... Sue called for a point of information.
Coming.
Do we have more than one mic runner?
Yes, two.
Okay. Thank you.
Last year, I believe at the board meeting, Denise Colley made a motion that the budget be presented in written format to be distributed ahead of the convention. I don't know if Frank can find the motion, but just a point of information since Denise isn't here to remind us.
Okay, well, that's fine. If you're willing to turn back the clocks and go back in time, I mean, the time is gone. We can't go back and change that. I apologize for it. Fire me. I don't care. But the point of the matter is, what we have today is what we have.
Steve?
And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to shove this down anybody's throat, but I want us all to be reasonable and to understand that this is what we have. And if you don't like it, if you want to do something differently, then that's fine. We will do it.
Tim Van Winkle's
Tim?
Yeah.
Oops.
Am I still here?
Yep.
I am. Hello, Tim. Hi. Anyways, my question kind of statement is the growth of the organization as far as like inspiring people to be able to go places that they can't quite, you know, with the stipends or...
Oops. You're gone.
Hello?
There, okay.
My concern is our lack of income. We've been guarding this pile of money and not putting anything back in, and we really need to address how we can grow, because if we hoard the money, the organization's going to falter and not prosper.
Steve, I'd like to make an amendment, a motion to amend.
Okay.
Just so that we can discuss this. I would like to move that we amend the budget to add $2,000 to the spring board meeting to include the leadership seminar. Then I would like to speak in favor of that.
Yeah, please do. It's been moved and seconded to amend the budget to add $2,000 to the spring board meeting for leadership seminar.
Okay. I want to speak strongly in favor of this, and I too think it's great that we have lessened our outflow of a portion of the budget, and I acknowledge that we are spending more than we're taking in. I think we have a lot of work to do as an organization in that regard. However, I'm on the leadership committee, and I was not in favor of us disbanding the leadership seminar for 2018. I do believe we've graduated about 225 people. I think probably 90% of the people that are serving on your board of directors as officers or directors currently in WCB is a direct result of participating in a leadership seminar. I think that many of our presidents and other officers in our chapters, they're healthier because of leadership seminar. It is our opportunity to help build strong members in our organization and a commitment. And even though I know some will speak against us spending money on ourselves, it has been money well spent because it's helping grow our membership and strengthen our leadership. And we were under budget last year. Adding $2,000 still keeps us $4,000 under the budgeted amount for 2017. So I urge us to vote in favor of this amendment. Thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against that motion? Holly Turry.
Just a minute, Holly. Here we go.
This is, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm scared to death. Okay.
What I want to say is I went to the leadership program, and I thought it was wonderful. I also went to the Leadership Institute, and I thought it was wonderful. That cost nothing. We had except for the conference calls, and I'm sure that was a lot less expensive. You could take the same amount of people in the Leadership Institute that I went to and that other people went to, have it over a long period of time, and have it be less expensive.
Okay, thank you. Sarah Edict wanted to speak in favor. Right over here.
Carl Jarvis also.
Okay. Carl, would you be speaking for or against?
I have a question.
Okay.
I would like to
okay, Sarah, go ahead, Bruce.
I have a mic.
Okay, come in.
I know. I took one of the biggest crash courses of my life in the leadership seminar. I took that information, I went out into my community, and instead of being upset because things didn't happen, I turned it into making them happen. Part of that process was volunteering to be a guinea pig for a new program that the state's investigating to help blind people with other disabilities. Also, I've helped contract several people, at least two people, that work directly with visual impairment with that program. And I'm proud of that. I got what I learned from the WCB leadership, and I'm proud to say I've succeeded. I still have my T-shirt, and whenever I see it, it reminds me of the ceremony and all the pride. And I didn't take that and throw it away. I used it. I'm a better person for it. And I'm not as impatient as I used to be, and I'm more, probably more tolerable to some than I used to be. And okay. It helped me through a difficult time in my life and that I'm still going through.
Okay.
And instead of giving up, I'm hanging on.
Okay. Would someone like to speak against?
Yes.
No, I want to ask a question.
No, you're coming.
Debbie?
Against it?
I would like to speak against.
Against?
Okay. My thoughts would be, this is what I thought. Tell me if I'm wrong. That the leadership committee wanted to come together next year and just brainstorm on see how they can change it or make it better and then have it again in 2019. That's what I thought.
Okay, but people are disputing that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Carl, you wanted to speak in favor of?
No, he has to take in favor now because he just took again.
Oh, okay,
so
Carl?
Okay, I'm worried that we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot. We are involved here in a quick change of our budget proposal that's been hammered out over a period of time, and we're going to get into pulling it apart in ways that may do us more harm than good. The leadership training is critical if we really are an organization that believes that we need to educate the newly blinded folks and bring them on in the organization. That's a central piece of this organization. A few years ago, I had offered the suggestion that we give the chapters a $500 stipend to encourage the very self same thing, to allow us to go out and find people and train and organize. And I think that's helped the strength, even though it has been reduced, I think it helped the strength of the grassroots of this organization. And I would suggest that we pass this budget as it is. We know that there are some issues with it, but if we start tearing it apart, we're going to get ourselves in trouble. Pass it as it is and set some standards for how we're going to put together next year's budget in a more timely, more membership opportunity for involvement, and maybe some good thinking on how we can turn the horse around and get some fundraising going for the organization. But let's put this this budget to bed and leave it as it is. We're going to take a loss, and that's it's not going to matter if we save $2,000 here or spend $4,000 there. We're going to be in the hole this year, and we need to face that.
Okay, thank you. Mr. All right, President. I'll take one more person again.
Thank you. This is Marlena. Again, you know, where is this money going to come from? We're now looking at adding $6,000 to an already deficited budget. If you vote yes on this motion, then we're spending another $2,000. I was really excited when I heard that leadership was going to take a year off and really sit down and think about, hey, we're doing great. What can we do? Can we do anything better? And I think the people who do leadership are fantastic people. But it is time to look at. Maybe we can do kind of a different kind of leadership like the Institute. But please don't look at our budget like, oh, well, it's, you know, we're already in the hole, so what's another $2,000? What's another $4,000? Think of it as if it were your money and you were in the hole and you had to go and either borrow money from somebody or steal money from somebody. You know, you wouldn't do it. We've got to take care of our money. And that's all I want to say.
Okay, thank you. All right, we will move to a vote. Again, the vote will be to, if you vote yes, you are agreeing with Cindy's motion to add $2,000 to the leadership seminar as part of the spring board meeting. If you vote no, then you are not adding agreeing to add money. All right? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
No.
All right, we're going to have to move to a... Yeah, it is too close to call. I hate to use the ballots.
It sounded pretty close.
Yeah, we'll have to move to a paper ballot. We might as well start...
We could just do a hand vote, too.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
can people unless, count?
Unless, why don't you ask for consensus as to whether or not a show of hands would be adequate?
Would a show of hands be adequate?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So do we have, we'll need a counter on each side of the aisle.
Danielle, one, and
okay.
Bruce.
So Danielle and Bruce will count. Only raise your hand if you have a, is it the green dot?
Yes.
A green dot on your name badge. Okay, please. No flubbing, no fibbing. If you have a green dot, raise one hand. All right?
This is in favor, right?
So all those in favor of the amendment to add $2,000 for leadership retreat, raise your hand, please. Got it? Okay. All those in favor or opposed, please raise your hand. What I can see. That's probably no, that's more. Should have left it at home. There's a lot of should be's. Okay. They're doing mental calculations in their head. Better theirs than mine. Okay. Wow. There's nothing wrong with my ears. That was close. The vote is 44-36 against. So the motion carries.
The 36 were loud.
I guess so. All right. Is there any other discussion?
Do you have any hand up?
So this is a discussion of the general budget.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to try to make 3 points quickly. This is our annual meeting, and having been the secretary of another organization, I know that part of the task is just to stay on process and follow our bylaws and say we must approve the budget by the membership at the annual meeting. So I'm going to recommend speak basically in favor of approving the budget with the following comments, which I'm not quite prepared to articulate.
You can't pass something with comments.
Okay. Okay. The option each board we have the option of amending the budget over the year, I think, is the biggest point.
That would require a constitutional amendment.
I think we're still on the are we for or against adopting the budget, and.
Okay. The question has been called. Okay, which means we have to take an immediate vote on that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, we move to an immediate vote. All those in favor of approving the budget as amended signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Okay, the budget is passed. All right. Okay, now
you can breathe a little, right?
No. Well, this brings me to another point. One, I apologize. I was chair of the Finance Committee. It's my fault that things didn't start as early as they should have, and I take responsibility for not getting out to the membership. But with that being said, this is a clear example of a large group of people expecting a very small group of people to do all of the work. Okay? A small group of people cannot do all the work of this organization. And if we're going to start saving programs, or if we're going to make the work more palatable for everyone, we have to start cutting. We have to start cutting programs and services, because even if they don't cost money, they're work. But we don't have enough people who are willing to do the work. One of our speakers today said, and I think maybe it was Danielle, that said, hit play. Only a small number of us are playing. We need you. This is your organization. We need you to step up and say, hey, I'm willing to give a little bit. A little bit may be 1 hour a month. I'm willing to, if I'm going to serve on a committee, then I'm willing to contribute and to be an active member of that committee. I chair a committee right now that has a half a dozen people on it, and two people are willing to do the work, me being one of them. Okay, so if I'm going to have a committee, I'd rather have a committee of two people that do the work than six people that don't do the work. This isn't the time for questions. This is the time for me to preach.
This
is something that I am very passionate about, because I believe, and I've told you this over the last 2 days, I believe in this organization. And I told you 2 years ago that I believe this organization could. We're good, but we're not great. And we will never be great until we as an organization step forward and say, I'm willing to do my part to make this organization great. Amen. So I am going to challenge you to support your next president, whoever that may be, and show them that we want to be great. And we're willing to pitch in a little bit, even if it's an hour a month or 10 minutes a month. It doesn't matter. If 10 of us give 10 minutes, that's 100 minutes. And if we multiply that, that becomes a lot of minutes. And it only takes a little bit of effort for all of us to make a significant contribution to the health and longevity of this organization. It's going to take a while for us to erase that deficit. One way to erase it is to fundraise. Okay? When I say we need to start raising monies through corporate sponsorships for convention, I don't hear, yeah, Steve, that's a great idea. I say, yeah, Steve, that's a great idea, but we don't want the ACB commercials as part of it. Okay, so what's the answer? Well, I don't know, but I just don't want the commercials. Well, if you're going to complain, if you're going to criticize, then have a plan. And replace that criticism with a plan of action and say, Steve, I don't like this, or Madam President, Mr. President, or whoever it is, I don't like that idea, but I have a better idea. Okay? Put forth that idea. Because it may be an idea no one has ever thought of. And it may be the idea. So,
everybody has their ballot.
Okay, everybody has. Okay, very good.
She's handing out the ballots.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Do you have your counters? You need three.
Okay, well, we've got Denise, Irma, and Danielle. I need. Okay.
Why don't you see if Kevin Torconi would be a good person also? So if
okay.
He's been running around too. Danielle.
I haven't said amen yet. Amen. Okay. I hope the message was heard. Okay. All right. We will now move to elections of officers. I need some counters of ballots. I know Danielle has always been very supportive of us, and we're counting on you, Danielle. Okay, thank you. I need two other people to count. Kevin, Torcolini, where are you? There you are. Michael, okay. And Kevin Torcolini, are you in the room?
Nope.
Nope. Do we have a third person who that can help count? Okay, you can't be a voting member.
Who?
Amelia, Ken.
We got somebody. Who?
Who do we got? Okay, we need a third person. Do we have a third? Do we have a non-member who can count?
Who?
Who is it?
Monroe.
Monroe, he's from
DSB. Okay. Monroe. Thank you, Monroe. So we have our three counters. Okay, so when you get your ballot and you cast your vote, pass it to the inside aisle.
It'd be to your right up here on the left side of the room.
Okay, all right. Do we need to reread the, not just the single?
Each time.
Okay. Yeah. So all right. So the first office is for the office of president. Okay, we can reread the slate. It'll only take a second.
It's
Janice, are you?
I have
if you would, please.
Yes. Yes. Just a minute. Coming.
She can still do
coming.
All right, ACB Radio, this has been a lesson in not how to do it.
We're doing great.
Okay, the nominating committee nominated President Denise Colley, First Vice President Andy Arvidsson, Treasurer Deb Cook-Lewis. The three directors' positions are Danette Dixon, Holly Kaczmarski, and Jim Turry.
Thank you very much. All right, so the first, we don't, the first office of President Denise Colley is the nominee. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
Mr. President?
Yes.
Just say it.
This is Haley Edick. I state that Denise Colley should be voted in as president by acclamation.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to elect Denise Colley as president by a vote of acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those in favor say no.
Opposed, you mean?
Or opposed, yeah. All right. Now you know why only one person has run for president.
We're bringing Denise right. On the phone right now.
Denise would like to say something.
Yep, please wait a
second.
She's on. Have her taste something. Hold on a second.
Hold on, technology.
Technology.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Denise, can you say something?
She's speechless.
I have.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
All right. Am I good?
Yeah.
She can't hear you.
Thank you, everyone, so very much. This is has been sort of a strange event because you know, we don't normally elect people who are not at convention, and I really appreciate everybody's support, even though I'm not there with you this weekend. As you all know by this time, I am a member of the ACB Board of Directors. And that is a commitment that's very important to me. And it just happened to be that our convention fell the same weekend as the board meeting. I felt very strongly that I needed to keep that commitment because, that's something that is really important to me, keeping my commitments. And it's a thing I bring to the office. So I want to thank you so very much for your support. I'm excited to have another opportunity to be your president. I hope that the next 2 years will be a continued time of growing, and I look forward to serving all of you. So thank you so very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Denise, and congratulations. All right. The next office is the office of First Vice President. The nomination is Andy Arvidsson of Skagit and Island County Council of the Blind. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
Mr. President.
Yes. It's been moved and seconded to elect Andy by a vote of acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Congratulations, Andy. Would you like to say something, Mr. Arvidsson?
I'd like to stay
calm. I want to thank you for your support. I feel like the new kid on the block here. I've worked very hard this last year on the board and all of that. I did the Leadership Institute, the Leadership Seminar. I've done all that. I like to live in the solution instead of in the problem, so I hope you're okay with that.
Thank you very much, and congratulations, Andy. The next office we will consider is that of Treasurer. Deb Cook Lewis has been placed into nomination for WCP Treasurer for a second term. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? It's been moved and seconded to elect Deb Cook Lewis as Treasurer. By a vote of acclamation, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Congratulations, Debbie.
Well, thank you, I think. I'm glad we have term limits. I only have to do this one more time. So I do thank you. It really has been a privilege to serve you, and it will be a privilege to serve you for another couple of years. I want to thank our behind-the-scenes bookkeeping assistants, Kim Thiel, for all the work that she does with crunching some of the numbers down so that we have them. And I think that's helpful. And I want to thank Steve for his support as president. As I said the other night, I think it's critical that that you're working together to get this together. And I just want to remind you that in some ways it's kind of neat that we can have all this argument about the budget and stuff, even though it's a struggle. We really do have information that we have not had. And I think that does bring us to some special challenges and some special responsibilities. And I want to encourage any of you, as I said the other night, anytime you do have questions about the Treasury or about expenditures or about particular programs, we can run those in about 2 seconds. It's no trouble. It's no apology needed. It's okay. And whether you are chair of a committee or whether you just want to know, we have a lot of information. We don't bring it all to the meeting because there's too much. But we really do know. And I think it's very, very helpful for the organization. And I'm proud of what we've done. And I hope we can continue.
Thank you, Debbie, and I, as president, greatly appreciate all the work that you have done and look forward to what you will do in the future. Okay, now we're going to move to the director's positions. If you recall, yesterday a number of people, in addition to those nominated, expressed an interest in running for a board position. Now, I want to remind the membership that we are all going to be respectful and considerate of anyone who is seeking office, whether it be one time or four times. Okay? I don't want to hear what we heard last year when we heard some ohs and uhs and whatever else. If somebody wants to run for office until there's nothing else to run for, then we're going to give them and afford them that opportunity. Do we take them in any particular? Okay. So the first directorship we will consider, the nomination is Danette Dixon. Are there any other nominations?
Coming.
Just a minute. Mike's coming.
I'd like to nominate J.R. Kennison.
All right. the name of J.R. Kinison has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations? Linda, did you have?
Mr. President, I'd like to submit my name, please.
Okay. Linda Wickersham's name has been placed into nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
Nominations.
Yep. All right. We will now. Can we just go to a paper ballot?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you have to vote on that or not. It's been seconded. So
oh.
Vote to close nominations.
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
Well, because once
okay.
There's three, yeah. There's
and
stuff.
And I would just do them in the order they were given, which is alphabetical order, but we need to have them speak. Do you have somebody to time?
3 minutes. I can do that. Okay. All right. So, Danette Dixon, who will be speaking on your behalf?
Sherry Richardson and Tim O'Gorkle.
So they both need to get microphones.
Okay. We will need to get microphones to those people. I will time it.
And how long do they have?
They have 3 minutes total, not each.
So you'll tell me when to start?
You start, I'll hit the timer.
Okay, very good. All right, this is Sherry, and I would like to encourage all of you to vote for Danette Dixon as a board position. I've known Danette since about 2011 or 12, and she has always impressed me with her enthusiasm and her willingness to go outside her comfort zone, to try new things, to take on new challenges. And I believe that's what WCB is all about. She asked me in 2015 if she might run as secretary for Guide Dog Users of Washington State because she had never been secretary. And I told her yes, that I would help her learn ways to take minutes and do that successfully, and she has become a successful secretary for GDUWS. I just believe that Danette has the enthusiasm and the ability to be an excellent board member. And she, oh, one more thing. She's been the president of GDB alumni chapter for several years now, and they have 55 members, so that's even more than GDUWS. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Tim?
How much time?
You have 2 minutes.
I rise in support, wholehearted support, without reservation of Danette Dixon to retain her position on the WC Board of Directors. I have worked with Danette for the past 4 years on the WCB Scholarship Committee. I have found her to be very energetic and enthusiastic. She asks great questions, sometimes questions I wish she wouldn't ask, but I'm glad she did ask. And I think that's exactly what we need on the board of directors, that they challenge the membership, that they challenge the officers, that they're looking for the best interests of the whole organization, and I think Danette does that very well. I witnessed her growth on my committee as she expands beyond the stuff that was easy for her and the stuff that was more challenging. I'm proud of her ability to take on that the challenges and to succeed. She's always prompting me to, what can we do more? What can we do better? What can I do to help the scholarship committee grow? It's for those reasons that I encourage you once again to reelect Danette to the WC Board of Directors. You cannot do any better.
Thank you. J.R., who will be speaking on your behalf?
Who will be speaking?
Cindy Van Winkle and Andy Arbertson.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. I am so pleased to be able to speak on behalf of J.R. Kinison. Many of you may not know J.R., but he is one of our successful graduates of a leadership seminar from 2015. Soon after he joined our chapter, He went to leadership seminar. He was on fire. He since has joined a local Lions Club and has been an active member in helping bridge communication between our Lions Clubs in our area and our chapter. He instantly began helping with our fundraising efforts for our luncheon, our annual luncheon, and bringing in door prizes galore and selling nearly half the tickets that we sold that first year and continuously since. He became on our a member of our board of directors last year and then was elected president this year, has done a stellar job. He's quiet. He's kind of quiet spoken, has kind of a quiet voice. Some people might think that he's just probably not going to do very much, but he is a doer. If you want a job done, he will do it. And one of the things that I learned about him is back in the 90s when he was living in California, he was very involved in another organization there with a lot of fundraising. So if elected as a board of directors, I think he would bring some new insight and ideas to the board for fundraising. He is a perfect example of what we can get when we build our leadership up, when we build a new member and build them up into leadership. I encourage you to vote for J.R. Kinnison to the board of directors. Thank you.
Andy?
How much time?
You have about a minute and 13.
I've known JR for quite a while. I knew him before we came together here in WCV. I've always known him as a man of action. He's been involved in access committees and other organizations locally and statewide. And he has the attitude like I do, I'd rather live in a solution than the problem. And so I believe that if we put him on the board, he will take action and he will work hard on any committee that he comes on, and he could add some new flavor to our board. Anyway, thanks.
All right. Thank you. Linda, whom will your speakers be? Yourself only? Did I not?
Yeah.
Did I hear right? Okay. You will have 3 minutes.
I'm Linda Wickersham, and I have served on several boards over the years. First, I've been the president, vice president, and secretary of my chapter several times. I've also helped start a community center in the U District of a closed school building, to which I was chair of that community center, vice chair, as well as secretary. I ran security. I ran membership. I did a lot of the jobs with that thing. Also, I helped put together the access van system. I chaired the committee for Metro for that for about 3 years. I testified at the federal hearings pertaining to our access plan. Unfortunately, it hasn't turned out quite the way many of us would have liked to see. But I did work very hard. I also served on several of their subcommittees. I believe I could do a good job on this board of directors. I wish that I could have been nominated, but for some reason I'm not. But I am asking you to please vote for me. It just seems like we need new people. We're always putting the same people back on the board of directors, just in different positions. So I'm asking that you please vote for me, because I know I can do a good job. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Linda. All right. Does everyone have a paper ballot? Everyone who is a voting member have a paper ballot. Okay. Now, I know some in this room are not voting members. If you are not, and you know whether you're a member or not, and you can look at your name tag if you have a green dot, please do not vote. All right. If you are voting for Danette Dixon, punch your ballot once. If you are voting for J.R. Kinnison, twice, punch it twice. And if you're voting for Linda Wickersham, punch it three times. Punch it through all the way, please, not just a little dot, because we want it to be as clear as possible so that the... Yeah, and keep it separated from one another so we can count and be fair. We don't want to count two dots and think it's three or vice versa. We want to make it very, very clear for our counters. All right, while the ballots are being collected, let's do a door prize.
All right, here we go.
Please pass your ballot to the center aisle, please.
All right, here's a door prize. I have $20 from United Blind of Seattle, and it is going to Jane Goodrich.
Is she in here?
Oh. Put it back. Get me a new one.
Are you sure she's not in here?
She didn't speak up.
She's right here.
Oh.
Okay, try this. Let's see if this person is here. Hard to give $20 away. How about
Emily
Coleman?
No, she's not here. You can take hers out, by the way. She won't be back. She's gone.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Three times a charm. Maybe. Tim McCorkle.
Yeah.
No, I did.
I told you I'd draw your name, Tim.
You're going to be the deciding. You need to be the deciding door.
That's true. Yep. Yeah, I do know.
It might happen.
I have yet to ever disclose that.
I understand. Me either.
Yes. Well, maybe. I mean, depends on the circumstance. I do want to remind the membership that to win an election, it takes a majority, a simple majority of the vote. So if there are 90 ballots, you must have 46 to win an office. If it's anything less than that, then the lowest vote getter will be dropped and the two highest will move on to the next round. Have all the ballots been collected? All right. Yeah, let's do a door prize real quick.
All right, here is $25 from Guide Dog Users of Washington State, and it is going to put that back.
I'd like to try it.
I'm sorry. I knew it was one that's not here.
What about the reading?
Oh, Danielle Miller, $25.
She's counting ballots, but she is eligible. That's the least we can do.
She's counting.
Yeah. All right. We have five different constitutional amendments. Do we need to reread those five? May we dispense with the reading? All right. Do we need to consider them individually, or can we reach consensus on all five?
I have a question now before we do.
Okay, Sarah, do you have a...
Coming. Here you go.
Okay, several places there's a number error where it says there's a total of five... was it five... members or what is it? 5 elected board officers, but there's actually, I believe there was 7. Yeah, but I thought there were 7 with the, so is there 6 or 5?
There are 5 officers, and I will be just the kind of a guy that hangs around.
Yeah, he doesn't get elected.
Okay, I just wanted to ask.
It's a good point. It's kind of a confusing for everybody. All right, does anyone object to voting on these by consensus, all 5 together?
She wants to talk about the life members one.
Oh, okay.
How about the other 4?
Okay, how about the other 4? Can we vote on all 4 as 1 by consensus?
Yes. That's fine with me. I just want to talk on the life
members. Okay.
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay. So all those in favor of voting by consensus on all on amendments, which are they, Frank? You're supposed to be smarter than me. Does anybody remember what the life membership, which one that was?
That was 3.
3? Okay, so on 1, 2, 4, and 5. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Looks like we're still counting. Okay, so let's consider the amendment number 3, which deals with lifetime membership, increasing the dues from $100 to $250.
I'm in favor.
I'm opposed.
Okay.
I don't understand what's the purpose of raising it $250. Nobody benefits from it, and $100 is quite a hefty fee for most people, and I just don't understand that $250. About 2 years ago, we voted down $200.
Okay. First of all, if we're going to follow the rules, and I'm a taskmaster when it comes to the rules, so I'm just going to warn you right now, to discuss, we must have a motion to discuss. So we need a motion to adopt resolution, was it 20?
Amendment.
Or amendment 2017-3?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make the motion as chairman of the committee because it's been referred to the body by the Constitution and Bylaws Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. All right. It's been moved and seconded to adopt the amendment 2017-3. Linda, do you have any other remarks in that regard?
No, I really would like to know why they're pushing to increase that. Is there any reason?
Frank?
The general discussion is that it's quite a deal for $100. And, to get life membership in the organization, it should be a considerable investment.
$250 is pretty high, and we voted down $200 about two years ago.
We did.
That's right, we did.
That's right.
Today is today.
Okay. Is there...
I would like to make a motion to amend this. I could do it.
Yes.
Okay, I would like to make a motion that we amend the amount from $250 to $150. I can make that amendment. You don't have. Is there a second?
No.
There you go.
Now we can discuss it.
I'm opposed.
They're discussing numbers up here, guys, so hang tight.
Thank you. Can I? 30. No, I'm just going to write it down so I can announce. Okay. Yep. Okay, sorry, we got distracted there real quick.
Was there a second to her amendment?
Yes, there was.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded to...
amend it to $150.
To amend it to $150. Is there any discussion on that amendment?
Can we suspend the discussion for a moment so you can do the count? We can do that ballot.
Well, let's get this over with. Yeah, let's just... All right, we're going to suspend discussion for a moment. I have the vote count. The vote was Danette Dixon, 39, J.R. Kinnison, 42, Linda Wickersham, 6. No, what? They don't be clapping because nobody got a majority. Not a simple majority. So... we will drop the lowest vote tally and we'll have a runoff election between Danette and J.R. Kinnison. Okay? So, pull out another ballot, please. Again, be one punch for Danette Dixon, 2 for J.R. Kinnison. Cast your ballot and pass it to the center aisle, please. Danette, 1 punch. JR, 2. We need to bring a porta potty in here. You can forgo discussion. Well, we need to finish the vote. Get all the ballots cast and collected. We will, but I want to get one thing at a time done. Yes.
Can I make a quick, just a really quick announcement while they're doing that?
Well, the ballots, okay. I think, have been collected. Okay. The ballots have been collected. We will return to the discussion on the amendment to the bylaw amendment or to the bylaw change. And Cindy, you made the motion. Would you like to comment?
Sure. I agree that we should up the amount. I think raising it 2.5 times is kind of a big jump. And so I would encourage us to consider this amendment so that we could still raise the amount of a life membership. But at the rate of what it costs, this would be a 30-year membership for somebody that, it's still a big commitment for someone. So $150 is like paying, am I right? 15? Yeah, 30.
Yeah.
Times 5. It's still a good deal, especially if you're younger. but right, the younger you are, the better the deal. But I think that when we're wanting to encourage we have members that love this organization and want to give to this organization and would love to express that commitment by becoming a life member, but I still think we need to make it affordable for our membership. So I encourage you to vote for this amendment of $150.
Is there anybody speaking against?
Yes.
Well, point of order, or just we need to continue with the discussion.
I would like to speak against.
Well, Sarah had her arm up way early.
Is it a point of order?
No, she wanted to.
She wants to speak against the motion.
Okay. We're talking about dealing with budget issues, and yes, I don't think that we should take out leadership, but we do have to give somewhere, and everybody's right about that. And I spent all of 2017 asking for help so that I could get to convention. I'm here. So I know that it's not impossible to get $250 for a life membership.
Okay, we're not talking about 250. We're talking about 150.
But I'm saying instead of 150, I think we should keep it at 250.
Okay, I'm sorry. Misunderstood. All right. Yes, JR.
Okay, I just got a quick question on the motion or even just on the lifetime membership itself. I would like to kind of get an understanding of what, like Cindy was just saying, $150. Now, she's calculating 30 years. So I just became a lifetime member. So does that make like dues of that every year, or okay. Is that
okay.
Considered?
That's a good question, JR, because it is a confusing matter, especially when it comes around to paying chapter dues. This motion would increase the lifetime membership in WCB only. So you will never pay, if you become a life member of WCB, you will never pay WCB annual dues. You still pay your chapter dues if you belong to a chapter, and you will always pay the ACB dues. This does not prevent you from not having to pay any dues for anything ever again. This applies only to your Washington Council of the Blind annual dues. Okay? So where Cindy was getting that number is $5 a year as it now stands, times 30 years is a total of $150.
Against comment?
I asked to be against.
Okay. Is there anyone to speak in favor of? And that was Carl?
Coming, Carl. Okay. Coming.
I seem to be falling on his side here tonight. It's amazing. Of course, when you reach 82, lifetime membership is a real bum deal.
We don't prorate, Carl.
Wait, I have a lifetime membership. Do I have to kick in another $50? No, here's the thing. We're trying to get people to contribute to the organization, and lifetime membership is one way of doing that. I think even 150 is high, but I'll go with that as opposed to the 250, which I think would wind up a deficit. I mean, we would have fewer lifetime members, and the goal is to have more. So I think 150 is fair enough.
Mr. Chair.
Perfect. One moment, please.
I'm one momenting.
I have a single topic brain. See, I've already forgotten. Okay. Marlena.
Thank you. Boy, my arm's tired from holding this mic. I don't mean this to be offensive, but God, I feel like a Republican today with all my don't spend money. But I know it's a very unusual hat for me to wear. It must be my oxygen's low. I don't know. I want to make you aware of something I heard Frank say. And I'm not sure you all may have heard Frank say, and that is lifetime membership in an organization is a very special investment. And we need help financially. Now, ACB's lifetime, you guys, is $1,000. Okay? So, with that said, I will share with you that ACB also and we're not voting on this today, but it's an idea that if you left it at 250, perhaps you could do what ACB does, which is allow people to pay on a yearly basis. And when they've paid their 250, then their privileges kick in. And some people, it might take 1 year, might take two, might take three. But they don't have to, if you're in ACB, necessarily come up with $1,000 all at one time. So think about that as you vote on this.
Okay. All right. All right, the question has been called. All those in favor of calling the question say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, no. Okay, the question's been called. We'll go directly to a vote.
On the amendment.
We are voting on the amendment to bylaw 2017-3 to raise the lifetime membership due to 150. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
Nay.
Yeah. Can we do a raise of hands? Okay. Do we have the counters, Bruce and...
Well, Danielle is back here. Danielle? I'll do it. Lisa will do it.
Lisa, okay. All right, so all those in favor of the amendment to change the lifetime membership dues to 150, raise your hands. Raise them high.
Sorry, clarification, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
It's to decrease the recommended amount in the original motion from 250 down to 150.
Then we'll have, yeah, no, then we have another vote.
Yeah.
We're going to vote on the same thing twice.
All right.
Yep, that's okay. The way it works.
The amendment is to...
It is to reduce, yes.
Keep your hand up.
I know it sounds redundant,
it's
Frank.
It's confusing if you don't say it's to reduce it.
It is to change it from 250 to 150 because that's what was moved with the 250, that's why.
Okay. You're done. All right, do we have that number planted in your head?
Okay.
All those opposed to the amendment, please raise your hand.
Opposed to the amendment.
Opposed, which would be not to change it to 150.
To keep 250.
Right. Okay, the vote was 35 in favor of amending and 31 against. Okay, so what? We're not done. Okay, so now we have the main motion to deal with, which would now read that annual WCB membership dues will change, lifetime dues will increase to $150. Okay, I think we've had enough discussion on this, and we will move to a vote. All those in favor of approving that change, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. So, just to be clear, WCB lifetime dues will now be $150 per year.
When does that affect?
That's effect at the close of convention.
Okay.
Life membership. So if you want to become a life member, start writing checks. And if you forget the spelling of my last name, I will be happy to remind you. Pardon? We do. All right. We have the ballot totals from the previous vote, which was for the first board position. The vote was Danette Dixon, 36, J.R. Kinnison, 49. Congratulations, JR. Would you like to say something?
Yes, thank you very much. And I do promise and plan on doing everything I can for our board. And yes, I will like to brag a little bit for my own chapter as Peninsula Council of the Blind over the year. I did go through the leadership program, as Cindy said, and I did put on with our chapter for our new affiliate with WCB, with the Blind Beat Baseball team, and we did a fundraiser for with my Lions Club. So the Lions Club and my chapter put on a beat baseball game against the police department of Bermerton, which okay. They won.
All right. Thank you. Now, let me make it clear to Danette that this does not preclude you from seeking nominations to a... Okay. I just want to make sure that's available to you. Yes, and Linda, too. And anybody else? I know one who does not. Okay. The next... let's do this. It's been a long afternoon so far. Let's take a 10-minute break. I know some people need to run to the restroom, and I don't want to be standing in their way.